Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, for Imperial and Mexicali Valley. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, with my co-host, Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome back. And again, you know, thank all those new listeners and Wellness Radio at
imperial.co.imperial.ca.us. That's our email account.
It's fast, it's friendly, it's convenient. And we promise an answer. Quick and fast. We're joined again. Topic is trauma, particularly youth and young adult trauma, and evidence-based practices. For people who have trauma, who are youth and young adults, they go into these practices and get better.
And when we're talking about youth and young adults, we're talking about a certain age population between the ages of 14 to 25.
And we're joined today by Dahlia Pesquera, MFT. Welcome back, Dahlia.
Hi, welcome back. Thank you.
Hi. So you can tell us about your awesome therapy stuff?
Yes.
Do you want to recap? Yeah, recap. I mean, ultimately, people come in. Some of them have been exposed to trauma.
Right.
Typically, people don't go to mental health clinics unless they're really struggling.
Right.
So there's something there.
Right. Which is usually evidencing other symptoms, such as depression, substance abuse.
And so you very carefully sort this out.
Yes.
Build rapport.
Mm-hmm.
Engage.
Yes.
And if it is PTSD, there's an evidence-based treatment strategy.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes. And what we do for the young adults, especially, we have a model. It's called cognitive processing therapy, and it targets clients that have PTSD symptoms. And it's very structured. It's for 12 sessions, and it's important, of course, the level of commitment of the client, stability. Like as we had mentioned before, after the evaluation, that's what's important, that they do see the psychiatrist. For possible medication support or just to continue to evaluate before we start therapy model.
So medication isn't a slam dunk. It's sometimes. If needed.
Mm-hmm.
And by everybody's consent. It's not like we're going to force you.
No, definitely.
But sometimes it's a really good idea.
Right.
It can be a game changer.
Right. So it depends on the person. But definitely the therapy model, if there is PTSD, will be very beneficial to help them reduce and cope with whatever traumatic event they've experienced.
Is that part, do you rely on kind of building up the energy? Therapies work.
Mm-hmm.
It's you going out and doing stuff.
Right.
It's not like, I mean, we'd love Dahlia to wave a magic wand over our heads. And
right. No, these are, it would be wonderful.
But I mean, these are evidence-based models that
yes.
have been proven to work. And I think it's important to mention to our listeners and our community members mm-hmm. is that, you know, we here at Behavioral Health, we do get tax dollars.
Right.
We get tax dollars, and we're actually using those tax dollars towards implementing these models that mm-hmm. not because, you know what, it sounds pretty good. You know, that's a good model. Let's try it. No, we actually are implementing models that have been proven to be effective.
Exactly.
That they have research, they have back data, they have mm-hmm. all these studies have been made. That actually, you know, after certain sessions, the person gets better.
Yes.
Exactly. And it's not like it used to be a couple of years ago when I was saying, like, maybe 5 years ago that, or 10 years ago that mm-hmm. we didn't have much of any models.
Right.
People to come to behavioral health and might stay here forever. Going to therapy, having a therapist for forever.
And nobody had models. Their models actually didn't, like, really even exist
yeah.
because they hadn't really dialed it in that way.
And the important thing is to know is that these models, these evidence-based models have been created because, yes, you know what? We want more for our money. You know, it's also my money, my tax money.
Right.
And if my tax money is going towards a program, it better work. You know,
right.
It's just like,
exactly.
You don't want to go to
something. We're not just tax spenders. We're actually taxpayers too.
Yes. You know, you want to buy something. You want to buy a clothes or whatever it is, material. You wanted it to work. And if it doesn't mm-hmm. work, you send it back. Well, in this case, you know, we want this to work.
Right.
We don't want to set it back. We want this to work.
Right. And all the information is very important for the clients to know because they need to believe in it. They need to believe in the model. They need to believe on the work we're going to do together. and be able to commit, like I mentioned, because it takes a lot of work for them and their part. You know, we only guide them about the homework assignments, which is really, you know, their own therapy in between sessions that they need to do, what they need to do to better cope in the situation if they were identified, all the negative thoughts regarding trauma. So it's very important that we give them that introduction about why we do models, why this one particularly for PTSD, and how that it has been successful, showing them the evidence.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.